Jeff, thanks for joining us for the report this week. We're kicking things off this week talking about State Representative Rudy Martinez clarifying some legislation regarding mining in the area. What can you share?
Last year, there were a couple of bills related to the copper mines in Grant County that went before the legislature and both died. However, Rudy Martinez, he wanted to set the record straight, as he put it, on what exactly happened with these bills. They caused quite an uproar in Grant County as people who worked at the mine support the mine, as well as people with a more environmental-minded slant really got up in arms about whether or not these bills were something that should be passed. And Martinez, at a sort of a campaign forum, really, in Bayard last Thursday, wanted to clear the air about these bills. What he told the audience of about 80 people is that no legislators actually voted on House Bill 255 and House Bill 220. One would have gotten rid of the so-called copper rule regarding water quality exemptions for the mines. The other would have tightened up the corporate guarantee structure that the mines are responsible for, and this has to do with reclamation of the mine when the mine closes. And Martinez basically wanted to let people know that nobody voted on these and that, in fact, he would not have voted for them anyway. He was against both of these mine bills. Martinez is a former mine worker, and he said he would never do anything to hurt the mines. A lot of other topics came up in this forum, including the red flag law that's on the governor's call for the session coming up in a week. And he indicated that he was against the red flag laws and he would not vote for the red flag laws.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for that. Now we're moving on to an ongoing story with the New Mexico CAP entity. This group is vowing to push forward to use existing funds to build storage ponds in the area.
So the CAP entity, which wants to divert up to 14,000 acres of Gila River surface water under the terms of the 2004 Arizona Water Settlements Act, the CAP entity has received word from the Interior Secretary, the U.S. Interior Secretary, that they are not going to be eligible for a deadline extension that would have allowed them to access $56 million in construction funds. Now, their whole project, as limited as it is now, limited, in fact, to two storage ponds in the Verdon Valley that would probably divert up to 2,000 acre feet. Limited as the project is, the entity was really depending on this construction fund to actually build the components to the diversion project. Without this access to this fund, the environmental impact statement that the Bureau of Reclamation and the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission are producing, the calculations, the economic calculations in that need to be reworked. And without that fund, the water that the diversion produces is going to be so expensive as to kill the project. Now, their idea is they'd like to get the Interstate Stream Commission to allow them to fund the construction part of this project with the existing New Mexico Unit Fund. And there will be about $70 million in that by the time the last payment gets made to the state this year. But it's still remains to be seen whether the Interstate Stream Commission is actually going to say yes to that. The newly appointed Stream Commission is under the governor's direction, and the governor has repeatedly expressed her opposition to this project. So we'll see what the Interstate Stream Commission comes up with in the next few months.
Jeff, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.